The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, every Sunday, Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
On the campus of Bar Hill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school football this evening on Care Radio as MHMA plays host to the Troy Trojans. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's our producer and engineer, and he's back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you here, and we have got a beautiful night for high school football, but Gus, it looks good, but here in the booth, it's a little toasty. I can only imagine out on the field, it's going to be warm for the guys tonight.
What would Patrick Hodapp say? If you started hydrating today, it was too late. I think these two teams are going to have to make sure they're well hydrated coming into this ball game. And you talk about two teams who right now find themselves in a little bit of a lull. Yep, I think you're good. A lull when it comes to district plays. As last week, we saw Moorhill Mount Academy open district play with a loss to Pleasant Ridge. And for Troy, they've already played one district game. They played two league games. Troy comes into this ballgame 1-3 overall with a win against Valley Falls, but three losses. One at Wabunsee, home with Valley Heights, home with Centralia last week. Moorhill Mount Academy won the toss, and they said, let's put our offense out there first, and they're going to start the football.
For Troy, it is Seth Judd putting the ball on the tee. We're sent to go and hope you enjoy it. The Trojans and the Ravens from Atchison, Kansas. The kick away, end over end, and it'll be Thielo and up man at the 19 who drops the ball, scoops it back up at the 21, comes up the right side up the center hash marks and is going to be down at the 24-yard line. A short return for the Ravens. Bringing it back is Peter Rapplinger, the freshman. And MHMA will run its offense out on the field.
Sawyer Ashburn, a sophomore, makes a stop on the play
to verify the temperature. To verify the temperature, how about this? 88 degrees and feels warmer than that at game time here tonight. So it is absolutely a toasty one in Atchison, Kansas. So we'll be keeping an eye on the players and making sure that they are okay as the evening goes on. Ravens coming out over the football, and Luke Siebert, your quarterback, with his running back on his left hand. Little wraparound handoff, straight ahead run, trying to bounce to the outside, spinning and twisting and trying to back into the line. It's going to be James Pelzer. He'll pick up some short yardage. The tackle by Wyatt Whistler for the Trojans. Bring up about a second down and maybe nine or so.
Can I tell you that Troy uniform is just easy to read? The white pants, blue jerseys, blue helmets, blue numerals, and white Trojan on the side of the helmet.
Ravens looking down at a second down at about nine. Again, Siebert, this time he's going to be back to throw, goes over to the left side, hits his man at the line of scrimmage, and immediately tackled. No advance of the football, and it's going to bring up now a third down as Logan Blevins is over there on the coverage. I'm still running through volumes of paper here.
So this is going to bring up now a third and long. Let's call it third and nine. They're going to put it on the far hash. And Moore Hill Mount Academy is going to break out. They're going to send trips to the right side, one receiver to the left, and have one back staying in the backfield to the right hand of the quarterback.
Well, the Ravens passing the football. Been the best thing they've done on your offensive. And we're going to give them a quarterback draw, but it's going to go for little to nothing. And the Ravens are going to go three and out on their first possession of the game.
That time, Hayden Hagerty, the 5'8", 179-pound senior defensive end, able to make the hit on the play and also chuck him up a TFL on the play. It'll be a loss of a yard. It'll bring up fourth and 10 for MHMA.
Kicking the ball away for the Ravens is going to be Jackson Weiss, the sophomore, a duo of return men are back for Troy. They're going to get the ball around their own 45-yard line, and now maybe they're going to run out the 11th guy. Kind of the magic number that they're going to be looking for here on the special teams for punt coverage. Snap is back. The defender gets across in a hurry. The kick is high and very short. Will bound at the 45-yard line. Take a Troy bounce, and going to be covered up by the Ravens at the 40. So that is a net, 16-yard punt, and the Trojans are going to have their first possession of the evening with superb field position. First and 10 of the Raven, 40-yard line. The Trojans, quarterbacked by the 6-foot, 161-pound junior, Gannon Bowe. And here comes Troy. They'll send five receivers to the left side, Gus. Look at this alignment. A stack on the inside and a pair on the outside. First and 10 at the 20. Bowe comes back, fires to his back, running back, gets to the 40, lead block, 35-30. He's going to go down the left side, and he's going to score in the first play of the ball game. Touchdown, Troy. Trojans are going to take it 40 yards on play number one as Bowe hits Logan Blevins. And as quickly as that, Trojans are on the board.
That was a quick little pass. What they did is ran kind of like dive five to the left, two on the front, two on the back, one in the middle, and then just threw it to the back guy and allowed him to just kind of weave his way forward. Now they're going to line up in a trip to the right for the two-point conversion.
Three to the right and one to the left, and again, a single set. Back going for two. Quarterback hands off. His big running back just dances into the end zone. The two-point conversion is good, and give that to Tucker Jarrett, the freshman. We got a timeout on the field at 9:36 to go in the opening quarter. It is Troy 8, MHMA scoreless.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
To Guy Galley Field, everybody. It's Seth Judd putting the ball on the tee for the second time in the first 2.5 minutes of the ball game, and they are set to boot it away to the Ravens. Moore Hill Mount Academy is going to have James Peltzer as their deep return man. He settles in around his own 10-yard line, and this kick is away, and again, it's going to be short. Rapplinger will take it in again. Having trouble handling the ball, but covers it up deftly, and it'll be Raven football at their own 30-yard line. Very similar scenario to possession number one this evening. Gus, a lot of people are talking about this game, and because it's something of an oddity, you've got a couple of teams here. They're not in the same conference. So that's not unusual this time of year because there are a lot of district games, but they're also not in the same district. So it's kind of one of those, everybody had an open date, we've got to play somebody, right?
Yeah, and it's close enough, right?
Absolutely.
Just down Highway 7.
Defenders completely offsides, and Ravens are going to pick up a quick five via the encroachment penalty. What's the difference between encroachment and offsides? Is there really? I've always used it interchangeably,
yeah,
pretty
it
much.
Is. It is.
9.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens will be looking now at a first and five at their own 35-yard line. Nice crowd on hand. A lot of people have traveled down 7 Highway to take in the contest here this evening.
Troy has suited up 19 kids tonight.
Little wraparound handoff. Peltzer will go straight ahead, and he will gain one up to the 36-yard line. Quarterback Luke Siebert, Gus, the guys talked about him a little bit tonight on the Friday Night Fever show, and he is one of the leading passing quarterbacks in the state. So certainly for the Ravens, that what that tells you is their greatest success has come passing the football. Going to break up a second and four. Ravens at their own 36. Again, three to the right and one to the left. Back to throw, looking left, throwing left. Has his man is up high, and it's going to be caught for the first down. Wrapped up quickly, Rapplinger with the catch, and the Ravens will advance the sticks. Their first down of the night.
That time a quick pass out there into the flat, able to pick up the first down, finally making the stop. Alex Deshaun, the 6 foot, 175-pound junior.
So Ravens move the football. We talked about the temperature, 88 degrees, the breeze. Almost non-existent, just a very, very little bit from maybe the southeast, south-southeast. Sun beginning to set behind us, and now we have a stop to play because Oscar's on the field.
Like
well, it does, Ken. It's about the right same size as Oscar. This little pooch has been running around the stadium since I got here at 5:30.
One of the assistant coaches just walked over, picked him up, and yes. Walked him over to the track.
Yeah.
Very friendly.
He'll be back. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you, he's been here all night. He's not going anywhere. He loves all these people being around. Here come the Ravens, first and 10. MHMA at their own. They're going to make it the 42-yard line. The pitch to Pelcher. He'll get to the edge, 45. Give him nearly 5 yards and a late penalty marker at the corner. Blake Robinson, the stop for Troy, but a marker on the left edge, and you always expect a hold over there.
Yeah, anytime, and there's an unofficial call is going to be holding against MHMA, they're going to look over here at the Troy sideline, see what they'd like to do with it. And if you're Troy, you back them up. No reason not to on this one. But, yeah, anytime a guy goes to turn the corner and then all of a sudden the marker comes in, 9 times out of 10 that's going to be holding.
I'll tell you something that I've noticed, and we're only in the second series of the ball game. I'm going to tell you what Troy is doing defensively, and I mean, they're getting off of the ball really fast. But by the time the ball is back to Siebert, those defenders are already in contact and, you know, across the line of scrimmage. They come off the ball quickly. It'll be a first down at about 20. QB's back to throw. Looks left, sees nothing. Rolling right. Now being chased out of the pocket. Pursued. He's going to look to try to run the ball. A good defender's got a good angle on him and makes a hit just about a step or so out of bounds. No penalty marker's going to sail. The pursuit and the tackle over there by Logan Blevins. For Siebert, he might gain a yard or so. Ran a long way, but by the way, he did is not lose anything.
Yeah, if you're Troy and you watch that Pleasant Ridge film from last week, you realize that for Luke Siebert, one of his best plays is go straight to the sideline, then turn it upfield. I mean, that's where he got all of his yardage last week, and that time Troy looking to really keep that from happening.
Receivers are going to come wide to the right and wide to the left, two each way on this. Raven, second down and a long call. Siebert back to throw again. Has a man to the left flat, and again, the pass is going to be a little bit high, but caught in advance to the 40-yard line, picking up about 7 or 8 yards. And Ravens are now looking at a third down at about a dozen. Peter Rapplinger with another catch.
Yep, and the stop over there was Sawyer Ashburn for Troy. Sawyer out.
Wide to the near side for the Ravens is going to be Jackson Weiss. They'll fill a slot to the right side. It's going to be Amari Shepard. We saw Amari last week. He's got tremendous athleticism, and he's got his man beat if the quarterback can find him, and he cannot. And the pass over to the near side is going to go incomplete out of bounds. But you see how much speed? Not only is Amari Shepard fast, but look at his height. I mean, he's got, 4 or 5 inches on his coverage, man.
He does. And right there, you can see Troy's going to bait Luke Siebert to throw that ball because watch the way the Troy defenders allowed Shepard by him. And it's not like they turned around and ran after him. They just left him on that end of the field. So they're going to try to, you know, coax Morehill Mount Academy. And they're trying to throw that deep pass tonight.
Weiss will stand at his own 30-yard line. As the Ravens are ready for their second punt of the game. The left-footed kick is away. Spinning sideways, fielded at the 34. To the 40, up the right side, 50. Putting his head down and running out of traffic in Raven territory. At the 45-yard line. So there is going to be a net of about 4 yards on that punt and a nice return by Christian Etherton for the Trojans. And again, they will begin a series, their second of the game, in Raven territory. 6:48 to go in the opening quarter. It is 8-0 Troy. Troy has played one offensive snap so far tonight. They'll come out of the huddle, line to the near side. Head coach Derek Jasper of the 1-3 Trojans has the play brought in. And this time they're going to go 3 to the left. QB's back. A similar play to the touchdown a moment ago, but this time the Ravens have it well diagnosed, and it is going to be for no gain. The catch made behind the line of scrimmage, and the tackle made very quickly by Kendi Burns.
Now, Kendi had a great game last week against Pleasant Ridge. Probably led him HMA on tackles. And that time, they're going to say he's actually able to throw the back for a loss of 2. That'll bring up now a 2nd and 12 for MHMA, for Troy.
Rolling along toward the midpoint of the opening quarter. 8-0 Troy in front. The quarterback is now going to send a man in motion back. And we got, he turned up field, right? Do we have a motion back here? Yeah. 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. We talked about games going on around the NEKL, not only this Troy at MHMA game, but ACCHS is at Pleasant Ridge tonight. Horton will be at home with Minneapolis. JCN travels to Oskaloosa. It'll be McLeod hosting Mission Valley. We're going to be out at Mission Valley here in a few weeks. Centralia entertains Jackson Heights, and Valley Falls goes out 24 to St. Mary's. Bringing up now a 2nd and about 17, pass over to the right flat, wide open receiver, takes it at the 45 to the 40, eludes a tackler to the 35, foot race down the right side, he gets to the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown, Trojans! Troy makes that a 47-yard touchdown play to Logan Blevins, his 2nd TD reception from Gannon Bow, and Troy has its 2nd touchdown on its 2nd possession.
Logan Blevins, not a very big guy at 5'9", 170 pounds, but he's able to just kind of bob and weave his way through traffic, and then that just burst of speed. He had a couple guys that had the angle on him, and he just ran away from him.
Now Blevins is going to be wide to the left on this 2-point conversion effort. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. He will walk untouched into the end zone, and we've got a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, at the 5:36 mark of the opening quarter here in Atchison, where it is now Troy 16, Ravens nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. We are at 5:36 to play in this first quarter. And Troy is set to kick off again. Seth Judd will be booting the football away. Peltzer is going to be the deep man for the Ravens, and here's a kick, and it might get as far as him this time, and it will. They've shortened up. He'll field it at the 20. Starts left to the 25, hit at the 30, puts his head down, and just powers forward to the 32-yard line. That was a nice return by Peltzer. And the kicker, Seth Judd, comes down to make both ends of the play.
Yeah, it's something that you tend to run into with high school football because the kickers are athletic, and they say, hey, I want to make a play. You're getting into, like, the next level with college. A lot of times the kicker says, yeah, I'm not about that life.
Here comes the Raven offense, and as a offensive coordinator, and you see a team you're going to now your 3rd position, you're making adjustments already, right? You're seeing things, tendencies, things that they're doing, and you're going to try to make some kind of a counter probably at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you need to start making your adjustments after a couple possessions in and see what you can change and how you can keep getting better as this game progresses.
Head on to Pelcher. He goes left and wrapped up a couple of yards short of the line of scrimmage.
That time, Logan Blevins over there makes the stuff. He's got two touchdown receptions, makes the tackle on that play.
Why do we have boards and programs when you just got to remember number five right now for Troy?
Right now, Logan has been doing it all for the Trojans.
They will give Pelcher back the line of scrimmage, giving the Ravens a second down 10. Still at their own 31-yard line. Quarter. Ravens looking for something good to happen. QB will roll right. Again, being pursued. Stiff arms the defender, and then it's going to be drugged down from behind. Stop the line of scrimmage. Again, losing no yardage, but neither gaining any. Jackson Hartman, 6'3", 204-pound defensive lineman. And at that size, not only is he big and strong, but he showed some pretty good speed as he got laterally down in this line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was one of those things where he was following Luke Siebert over there to the side. And all of a sudden, it looked like Luke was going to be able to run away from him. He closed so quickly, able to make that a no gain on second down and bring up another third and 10 for MHMA.
Ravens, big third down situation for them here. They got to generate a little offense. Quarterback's going to roll left this time and throw a lateral. That's dangerous business. And the receiver's going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. You're going to lose about 8 or 9 yards. Hayden Haggerty, the defensive end on the right side, he was back in the backfield. He did not get tricked by that at all. Made a good sure-handed tackle. And for the Ravens, it'll be three and out. And on a fourth down and about 17, the line of scrimmage is from where they will be kicking is the 25.
And for Troy, they're going to send two return men deep, and they're going to settle in at their own 45.
The kick is going to be kind of off the side of the foot, bouncing at the 40 and spinning, and again, takes a Troy bounce down to the 38-yard line. So the net on the punt is about 12 or so yards, and yet, Gus, with 3:20 to go in the opening quarter, we have not had one snap of the ball beyond midfield.
As Troy's going to start this possession, they're going to go ahead and officially spot it down at the MHMA 38-yard line. And you've got to look over there to the right side, and in the slot, you're going to see Logan Blevins over there. And he keeps looking over here at the coaching staff. You got to think they're going to probably just throw it to him right away. He's already got two touchdowns tonight.
Multiple receivers to the right side. Now they're going motion to the right. QB's back, throws it to the inside man, coming across the green to the 35, to the 30, 25. 20, cuts back, that's Blevins. Look at him, jitterbug to the 10, to the 5. He will jog into the end zone, and little contact near the goal line. It is a touchdown, Troy. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play.
We get out of this play, and that's not targeting. I'll be shocked.
Blevins goes in for his third score in this opening quarter. On three possessions, and what do we have? 4 or 5 plays, maybe? He scored twice on the first play of the series, the first and the third, and the second had maybe, what, 2 or 3 plays?
Personal foul, MHMA.
They're not going to do anything about that.
You want it on the kick. Count it, and let's go.
Yeah. Whew. Simple as that.
Yeah, so right there, they just ran a quick tunnel screen, and he just was able to read all the blocking inside.
And it bows up under center this time. We'll pitch to his tailback. We got a new guy carrying the ball, hauling the mail, and into the end zone it goes. It is going to be Hayden Haggerty. They put the normally offensive lineman in at the running back spot, pitched him the ball. He goes in, and we take a break. Down now to 3:05 to go in the opening quarter. It is all Troy here at Atchison. The Trojans 24, Ravens nothing.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, the Ravens Packers have been shortening up and shortening up, but now they're going to go back further because the 15-yard penalty on the scoring play is going to be assessed here, and the ball is going to be kicked from the Raven 40-yard line. And, of course, that is going to send James Peltzer back to near his goal line, and that kick is a monster. Peltzer will take it at the 2. Slow walks it over to the right side to the 10, cuts back to the middle, and powers his way up to the 20-yard line. That was a pretty nice return. And it's going to bring up 1st and 10, Ravens. So MHMA is going to have their next possession. 1st and 10 at the 20.
So Logan Blevins has 3 touchdowns here in the first quarter and 125 yards on those 3 touchdowns.
That's a pretty good start to the evening, right?
It's an okay go.
That's got you at a, what, 500-yard night? Here we go, 1st and 10. We're Hillmount Academy. Right now, for the Ravens, they just need a play. A play that's going to get them a little something. Quarterback is back, looking right, looking left, gets a pass away. We've seen this play a handful of times. This time it's going to be caught, and the first defender does not make the tackle, but the second was does, and it'll be a gain of about 3.
That time making the stop on the play, the guy who ran in the 2-point conversion, that was Hayden Hagerty.
Jack Moore is going to check in for the Ravens on this second down call, and he's going to switch out with Peltzer. We've seen MHMA run that play about 5 times so far where you just throw it to the running back over in the left flat. They're working on that. 2:15 to go and running along here in the first. Quickly, the pass again over to the left side, and it's going to be good for the first down. That was a good play. Siebert quickly found his receiver. And guess the difference between that play that's been thrown similarly and the ones previous? The receiver had gone downfield. Didn't catch it, at the line of scrimmage or behind, but actually caught it near the sticks and was able to stretch it for the first.
Yeah, Jace Campbell, the receiver over there, did a nice job of catching the ball, getting the first down, being knocked out of bounds by Alex Deshaun for Troy.
1st and 10, MHMA. Inside 2 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Wraparound handoff, straight ahead running and bouncing off 1 and 2 and dragging a sack. That was a strong run and picking up 5 over the right side of the line.
Really like that run right there for MHMA. Running the ball was Jack Moore, the sophomore, but that time he got hit hard at the line of scrimmage, dropped his shoulders, shed off that block, and then pushed forward, able to pick up a few yards. Give him 5 on the carry. He's going to bring up now a 2nd and 5 for MHMA all the way out to their 38.
Jack Moore, only a sophomore for our Raven head coach, Zach Fredrickson. 2nd down and a good 5 for the Ravens with a minute to go in the first. Snap back, and quarterback will wrap the handoff around, same play, and then the ball pops loose late. Is it a fumble or was the play called dead? They're going to call it a fumble. It'll be Troy football at the Raven 32. That time, Moore had gotten tangled up at the line of scrimmage. Gus, he was being held with the ankles but was still upright, and that's when a defender comes in, you need to take your shots at that football.
Yeah, anytime that running back or the ball carrier, if you will, is being held up, that's your chance to get that ball out. And as a ball carrier, it's kind of a sinking feeling because you're just trying to get to the ground or you're hoping the official goes ahead and blows that whistle.
1st and 10. Troy is 4th possession of the opening quarter. 56 seconds to go and rolling toward the end of the first. QB's going to flirt over to the right side. It'll be caught out of the backfield at the 30, 25, and down near the first down marker at the 20-yard line. The catch by Jackson Hartman. Love his size. That's 6'3". He is a good target out there in the open.
That time, Kendi Bent over there to make the stop for MHMA. A gain of 9 on the play. We'll bring up a 2nd and 1 for Troy. And this is your favorite play call in the book, right?
Oh, yeah.
2nd and 1.
2nd down and short. Probably the final play of the opening quarter. Troy's going to have 3 to the wide side. Cannon Bowe has been outstanding. Motion will come from the right to the left. They'll overload at the wide side. They'll throw the ball to the motion man who has it, drops it. It's incomplete. We'll have 1 more play as Christian Etherton. Because, he was looking up and seeing a lot of green in front of him, and his eyes probably got really, really big right there.
Yeah, he saw some good blocking out in front of him and just realized, I've got to hold on to that football first. An incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. So for Troy, they're now looking at a 3rd-and-1.
A few of the games have already gotten to the end of the opening quarter. We will be there after this next play. Here come the Trojans, and again, they're going to go to that 5-receiver set to the right side. Motion this time will come back to the right. That's going to be Hartman. And we've got a late penalty marker. There you go. That play was so complex. It just took way too long.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it took them a while to get the play call in. Then they had a guy set up to the left, decided, let's move him to the right. And in all that motion and action, it ended up taking out. And now
I don't know why the clock is running. I'm not to be running until they snap it a ball.
He wound it. He did. And that's what I was confused why he gave.
That would stopped it.
Should have just been a.
Yeah. The back judge is going to square it up with the referee here.
There you go. Back
11.
12. Yeah.
Whatever it was. 12. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. There you go.
How about the Royals? They're still batting in the first.
Really?
Leading 5-0 over the Yankees in the first you've even thrown a pitcher on the hill.
They're trying to not set that loss record this year. Quarterback's back to throw, going deep into double coverage. It's caught. Touchdown, Troy.
How about that? A 30-yard TD strike to Christian Etherton on the nearly the last play of the opening quarter. We still have a few seconds left to Joseph. After this PAT, we will hang on to it here, and then we'll go to you for the end of the quarter break. So we'll just hang on to it after this point after effort. 30th opening quarter point for the Trojans, and this drive, Gus, also just no plays being used by Troy. They are just getting into the end zone very, very quickly.
Yeah, so for Troy, it'll be interesting to see on this two-point conversion. It's going to be just Gannon and Bow walking forward.
Straight back snap, quarterback straight ahead, goes into the end zone, and we'll hang on to it again. With 5 seconds of playing in the opening quarter, it is 32-0. Trojans in front. So, for MHMA, they're going to get a kick return here in before the end of the opening quarter. We've got to remind you, of course, that coming up after football tonight, stick around. It's going to be the high school football scoreboard show. We're going to be able to hear scores from all around. And again, a lot of interesting matchups going on tonight, a lot of unusual pairings between teams that don't see each other real often because of district competition coming in.
Now, I believe that, geographically speaking, I don't really know. Centralia-Jackson Heights has got to be kind of close, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Good job.
So at the end of a quarter, that's out there, and I'm not really sure where it is. Centralia 16, Jackson Heights nothing at the end of a quarter. The one that has me a little surprised, Riley County and Sabetha both scoreless after a quarter.
Wow.
So.
Love you some D?
Or, yeah. See, I like that. You go glass half full that you like some D. I'm going, maybe we're just not playing good offense tonight.
No, I'm sure it's great defense. Here's a kick away. It'll bounce, and Pelcher will pick it up at the 15. Goes up the left side, stops, looks, proceeds, and he's going to be down short of the 30-yard line as the opening quarter draws to a conclusion. We'll be back here at Guy Galley Field. Second quarter coming your way. The score after one, Troy 32, Ravens nothing.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Happy to have you back with us here at Guy Galley Field. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. You got Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts to here, and two teams still huddled up around their respective coaching staffs as we get set to go to the second quarter. 32-0 Troy in front, and Gus, Troy has been, they've been really good, you know?
Yeah, for Troy, they've had four possessions tonight. They've come away with four touchdowns. They forced a turnover. They forced three punts tonight.
And yet they haven't played double-digit snaps yet.
Yeah, it's a team who, coming into this ballgame 1-3, looks like they're starting to right the ship a little bit right now.
Luke Siebert, the quarterback, and that's one of those. This is one of those calls where you see once in a while that they call, false start, everybody but the center. So we're going to make this a first down at about 15. The ball is going to be marked back down to the Raven 25-yard line. And still, we have not had one play on the Troy side of the 50. Ravens would like to change that. So look at that first play of the quarter. Wide to the right side for the Ravens. It's going to go Jackson Bice. They've got Owen Dulac in the game, and he's going to go slot right. Trips over down to the right side. Ravens are going to have five in the pattern. Nobody in the backfield with Luke. It'll be a quarterback keeper, and he runs into a blocker. By the time he's able to bounce off and look for an edge, the linebackers have figured out what was going on and quickly close the gap, make the tackle, and there's probably a loss of two on the carry.
Okay, so if you're going to run a quarterback draw, got an idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
Run everybody on nine, okay? Because what happened was the ball was snapped and the receivers just kind of jogged out 5 yards. Well, the safeties are still there. If you run everybody off, the quarterback has a lighter box and only has to beat a linebacker.
11:20 to go. Yeah, get those defensive backs away from you. Take them downfield. Quarterback is going to roll to the right on a second down call. Throws to the right side. Wide open. It's going to be caught 35-40 first down to the 42-yard line. That was an outstanding play and a receiver absolutely wide open and a good throw by Siebert for the completion.
And that's going to be Jackson Bice over there again to make the reception, pick up the first down. And there'll be another first down for MHMA.
Jackson getting considerable PT tonight, doing a nice job. A sophomore for the Ravens and Coach Fredrickson. MHMA will advance the chains to their own 41-yard line. First and 10. And the Ravens just looking for, they just want a nice series. Their pressure's on. Running, in trouble. Going to be hit, going to be tackled inside the 35-yard line. And grabbed by the shoulders and manhandled it to the ground was Luke Siebert. And Gus back there, Tucker Jarrett, big strong guy.
Yeah, big guy chasing the quarterback down from the backside. Now, here's the deal. The quarterback is rolling towards your sideline. Somebody on your sideline has to start yelling at him, hey, throw the ball, because he doesn't realize just how close that guy is right behind him, and then he takes that big hit. And did you see what Jared did? When he hit him, he then starts reaching for the ball before he throws him to the ground, trying to knock that thing loose. Great defensive play right there for Troy.
Chase Campbell's going to be very wide to the right side. His defender is well off him. Quarterback is going to come over to the near side, and his pass is hurried. And it's going to come up short of Thomas Bose.
Yeah, that time looking for Thomas Bose over there on the right flat. Quickly in pursuit was Jackson Hartman for Troy. Incomplete pass, and man, the Royals are still batting in the first inning. Now 7-0 in the first. Jordan Lyles might get that win after all.
He hasn't had a lot of help all year, so
no,
this is kind of a rare treat for him. Third down, 15, MHMA. They got to get this thing just across midfield at their own now 36-yard line. We're a couple of minutes into the second quarter. And again, Siebert rolls right. The defender comes up. Now he changes directions. He's going to be tackled, losing about 20 or so.
That's time. Speaking of 20, coming up to make the sack on the play, Sawyer Ashburn, wearing number 20, only a sophomore for Troy, makes a big stop on the play. And now MHMA looking to punt the ball for the fifth time in this first half. Now, the problem with that sack was, lost a lot of yardage. You're asking for a lot from your punter right here, Jackson Bice, to try to get him out of this hole.
Right. He does, though, have the Troy return guys across the 50 for the first time tonight. We'll see if he's able to get a long toe into it. Ravens have been unfortunate in the kicks have taken negative bounces. Here's another kick away, spinning wildly, and it's going to land out of bounds. And we'll see where they spot this. It's going to be around the Moore Hill Mount Academy, probably 42, 43 yard line, something like that across the way. We're at 9 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the third or the second quarter. Troy will have the football leading in here 32-0, having scored on its first four possessions this evening. And again, they're going to have a relatively, as Coach Osborne called it today, short porch. I like that. I don't know that I'd heard that before. That cannot be correct.
How do you do that?
The Royals cannot have scored 7 runs and still have no outs. Who's pitching for New York?
Well, there's a new pitcher now.
I'm sure there is. Here's a 1st and 10 call. It's a lateral back to throw. He's got his man downfield, and it is broken up. The pass was not well thrown. The coverage was quite good downfield, and
Omari Shepherd did a great job of getting downfield, not being fooled by that pitch, and a great job by the sophomore for MHMA.
See, and that's not easy, okay? You know, you've been watching those runs all night. You haven't seen that deep pass yet this evening, and it would have been very easy for him to have bitten on that and come up and pursue that that ball carrier who ultimately was throwing the ball.
Yeah. We're going to talk about something here in just a second.
Right. Second down, 10 call. Very deep drop and a deep, deep pass over the middle. He's got his man and missed him.
That time they were looking deep downfield for Seth Judd, not able to find him. Wow. Look off there to the east just above the stand.
Look at
that giant moon
hiding
behind those trees. Hey, the Royals scored 7 runs against Carlos Rodon today, right?
Right.
Rodon is a guy who is on a 6-year, $162 million contract. So he has checked out and he is ready for his postseason stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. He's like, he did cash the check though, right? So that's all good. 8:50 to go in the first half. Troy looking here at a 3rd down 10. They've gone to the air a couple of times, which we really haven't seen them do tonight. And they're going to go to the air again on the 3rd down call.
It's
blown up in the backfield. He never saw the oncoming defender, and what a job for the Ravens, and give that to Jack Moore.
Jack Moore came off the edge untouched and was able to just put a huge hit on quarterback Gannon Bowe. What a job right there by the sophomore for MHMA. He's had a really nice game so far. Now, at the 8:24 mark here in the second quarter, Troy is set to punt the football away for the first time on a 4th and 16.
And again, we've kind of been watching this for the first time tonight. The ball is across midfield. The snap is back. It's way over the punter's head. Chase into the 30, to the 20, back to the 15-yard line. He's going to try to bring it back, directing some traffic in front of him, and he's going to be thrown down, and there's a penalty marker for an illegal block down the field. The Ravens are going to have their best field position of the day, and Gus, for Troy, Christian Etherton, the punter, he had no chance.
No shot at that thing. It was a well-thrown snap back there, way over his head. He went back, was going to try to make something happen. You've got gunners that have started downfield, then they realize what has happened. They had to run back, and in doing so, they commit a penalty, and for MHMA, you decline this, take the ball at the 35-yard line, unless they're going to let you tack it on to the end of it.
The officiating crew is looking over at the near side, Coach Fredrickson, trying to explain to him exactly what is going on and determine what the assessment of the penalty might bring.
There you go.
And here we go. They will, in fact, get it declined, and we are going to see the Ravens for the first time tonight cross midfield. They're going to have the ball 1st and 10 at the 35-yard line of Troy.
I like Coach Fredrickson right there. Hey, if you want to give me the yardage, I'll take it, but if not, let's decline it and get it at the 35-yard line. This is a big possession for MHMA. A nice defensive stop. You've got the ball, you know, deeper into Troy territory than you've ever been. I'd like to have something positive out of this drive.
Peltzer at the left hand of Siebert takes the handoff. Look at him go. 35-30, 25-20. The ball pops out of his hands at the 15, and Troy will cover it up at the 12. Peltzer, well, great carry, but then Gus, for the second time tonight, a Troy defender just absolutely Mike Tyson's that ball out of his hands.
Yeah, able to get it. And when he hit it square and shot that ball out about 10 yards away from anybody. And that's a sinking feeling as a back. You look up, the ball's running away from you. And it will be now a first and 10 for Troy.
Yeah, not only is it running away from you, but somebody's got you with an ankle and you can't go chase it. You just have to watch it unfold. 7:50 to go in the opening half. Troy with the football leading 32 to nothing, but they'll begin this series at their own 15-yard line. Quarterback Gannon Bowe now going to ask a man to come in motion. He'll take a low snap, hand off, little jet sweep to the left side, and a nice submarine tackle for the Ravens. Culture with the defensive play. It'll bring up maybe a gain of a yard, second and 9.
Yeah, and if you're Peltzer, you've got a little built-up frustration, right? I mean, so that's one of the advantages to playing offense and defense. Something doesn't go wrong or doesn't go right on the offensive side, you can take a little bit of that out on your defensive side.
Halftime tonight is going to involve the participation of a bunch of the little kiddos. They're going to be out doing some cheer routines with the MHMA cheer squad, so crowd always enjoys that. Second down long, quarterback's back, looks right, throws right, and he may have even had that pass tipped a little bit.
Yep, okay. That time, Kendi Burnt got his hand into the air and able to tip that football, and now it'll bring up a third down, and officials are, we're going to get a Troy timeout.
We'll take a break with Coach Jasper and the Trojans. Joseph, the timeout coming at 7:07 to go in the half in Atchison. Troy, 32, MHMA nothing.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, it's great to have you along with us here on Carrot Radio this evening. High school football on a Friday night, the last Friday in September. Hard to believe. Feels like the last Friday in July.
It does feel like a week one type weather, right?
It certainly does. Third down and 9. Troy coming out of the timeout. They're going to crank it up. They're going to go deep. They got a man over the shoulder catch across the 40. That was a beautifully executed pass. Gannon Bowe to Christian Etherton. It's good for the first down and more. All the way up to the 42-yard line. Troy will have it first and 10. 7 minutes to go in the half.
Okay, so the Royals only got 8 runs before they finally got their first out, and they ended the first inning with 9 runs.
That's a good
start
inning.
So that'll probably be the end of the Royals talk now.
Not necessarily. We'll see how it goes. First down. Quarterback taking a deep drop, throws one in traffic over the middle. It's going to be caught. Nicely caught by Logan Blevins, and he's going to pick up about 7 on the carry.
And Jackson Weiss over there, the cornerback, able to make the stop on the play. And we've seen a little bit of a change from Troy and the way they're running their offense right now. Early on, it was quick passes. It was, you know, passes in that 0 to 5 yard range. Now they're looking for that, you know, 10 to 15 plus type play.
It is a pass over to the left side. That was going to be too tall for Etherton. He leaped as high as he could, the 5'10" senior, but it goes off the fingertips and out of bounds into the Troy sideline. They got a third down and about 2 with 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Troy, the ball, nose up to the midfield stripe. The Meadowlark, who's got a full slate of games. We will talk about those after this third down play from the 50-yard line. Here comes Troy. Trips right. QB will hand off. Running back gets room. Picks up the first down. And look at him go. At the 40. At the 30, 20. Foot race to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Trojans. And Tucker Jarrett from 50 yards away. There was nothing fancy about that. That was just run at the goalpost running.
Yeah, that time he broke a couple tackles, realized he was into open field, and then just turned on the jets. And a 50-yard touchdown run for Troy. That's going to be their first non-passing touchdown.
Tucker Jarrett, a freshman. And now look, we got an I formation. And look at the tailback. The kicker, Seth Judd, is at the dot of the I. QB, play actions, rolls right, throws across the back of the end zone. A leaping effort is going to make an incomplete pass. Timeout. We're taking a break at 5:50 to go in the first half. Troy extends its lead. It's now Trojans 38, Ravens nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Welcome back to Guy Galley Field on the Morehill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the Trojans stretch their lead and are set to boot the football away. The kick is going to be short. Ravens are picking up at the 20-yard line, cutting to the left to the 25, hit at the 30, still on his feet at the 35, and the fourth defender finally comes in to polish him off, and that's going to be Seth Judd, the kicker. What? He gets down on those kick coverage tackles pretty well, doesn't he?
I was going to say, that's his second kick coverage tackle of the night. He has, you know, no fear running down on that kick coverage, wanting to get into the tackle column. And so for MHMA, it'll be a first and 10 at their own 35-yard line.
Okay, do you have a clarification on that number thing yet, or are we working on that?
It's six.
Okay. Here we go, first and 10, Ravens. Morehill Mount Academy, good field position. Starting this at their own 35-yard line. Right now you've got, five guys up on the line of scrimmage. Defensively, we got motion on the offensive line, and the Ravens are going to cost themselves five.
Yeah, that time you had an offensive lineman, heard that first clap, kind of flinched a little bit, and then a little frustrated afterwards. He allowed himself to get drawn on it.
That's the kind of moon that James Stewart was going to rope and pull in. Remember in It's a Wonderful Life? You don't remember that?
Do not.
Okay. Well, we should review that film. 5:48 to go in the opening half. 38-0. Who's going to give it to Mary? Motion will come to the right side, and they'll pitch it to the sweep man who turns upfield and gets back to the original line of scrimmage, picking up the penalty yards is Omari Shepherd. So it's going to be a gain of five, and Ravens will look at a second and 10.
Yeah, that's one of those little forward push passes that as the guy in motion comes in front of the quarterback, you just pop it right there to Omari Shepherd. Picks up, they're going to give him six. So, yeah, let's call it second and nine, 5:20 left here in the first half.
We talked about the Metal Arc League. Atchison is at home tonight as they are hosting Washington. Wyandotte travels to Harmon this evening. It'll be Schlegel at Sumner. And then a cross-state line game, a couple of good teams, 4-0 and 4-1, Highland Park at Lincoln Prep. That should be a good one. Here's a pass in traffic and is batted and goes incomplete. Looking in the middle for Thomas Bose, but a defender got his hand on it for just a moment because that ball was kind of floating in a dangerous way.
That time Gannon Bow gets his hand in there and able to knock it away from his numerical counterpart. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 9 for MHMA with the incomplete pass. It'll stop the clock with 4:52 left here in the first half.
So for the Ravens, okay, you go to the well and you say, what's been my best play? Because you like to keep a little drive. It'll go into the locker room's momentum. We're inside five to go in the half. Look at the pressure quickly coming from the outside. I thought maybe he was offsides, but the defensive end is now chasing quarterback Luke Siebert, who throws it downfield, has a man, a leaping effort. Is it complete? It is not at the 35 on the other end of the field.
That time the receiver did a nice job going up, trying to haul that thing in. That was going to be Owen Dulac, but the defender getting a hand in at the last minute, being Christian Etherton, will bring up another fourth down for him, HMA.
So the Ravens once more will run Jackson Weiss into the game. And he's going to be kicking the ball to the kick return duo for Troy of Seth Judd and Christian Etherton. And we're going to get a timeout for the Ravens right here. Joseph, let's enjoy a little break. What do you say? Taking it with 4:40 to go. We're in the opening half. It remains Troy 38, Ravens nothing.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, October 14th for the Amberwell Health Fair and the new For Your Health Fun Run in Atchison. The event will be held at the Atchison Elementary School, and it's a great time for the whole family. Come from 8 a.m. to noon for free health screenings, flu shots, free prizes and giveaways, and a visit from Casey Wolf. If you'd like to run or walk in the 4K or in the kids' quarter mile run, register online now at amberwellhealth.org. Bring the whole family and enjoy a day of fun and wellness at the Atchison Elementary School on October 14th.
Back with you here at Guy Galley Field on the Raven campus. MHMA. You know what they've decided, Gus? They've decided we're down 38-0. We know it's 4th and 9, and we know the ball is at our own 36-yard line, but really, what do we have to lose here? Let's go for it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you're not backed up to the own shadow of your own end zone, but you're also going to run a guy in after a timeout.
Yeah, maybe that's a trick. And again, the defensive end on the left side, the offensive right side, comes in late. Here's a pass that's going to be complete, but a diving effort downs the ball immediately short of the first down, and Troy will put his offense on the field of the Raven 41, 1st and 10. Here's what I'm seeing, and again, on the left side for Troy, and I got to pay attention closely to who that is, but I'm telling you,
jump.
Instantly across there. I mean, you are, if you're the defender, you are in trouble. You are behind it, behind the play, and you're trying to catch up to that guy, and he's putting pressure on Siebert right away.
And I think a lot of that is going to be that MHMA needs to start changing up the snap count, because as a defensive player, you start guessing a little bit, and you're guessing right at the moment.
It's 1st and 10 of the 41. Back to throw as Bo goes left, and it hits his receiver, bounces off the shoulder pad as a receiver. That's an embarrassing moment.
Yeah, that time, trying to flare it out there into the flat, and the receiver just took his eyes off the football. It's going to be an incomplete pass. It stops the clock at the 4:31 mark here of the second quarter. It'll be a 2nd and 10 for Troy.
Counting that Raven unit out there, that moon coming up there is just gorgeous. Can't quit looking at it. It dominates this night sky here. 2nd down 10. Still at the Raven 42. 4.5 to go in the half. Clock stopping with that incompletion a moment ago. QB's back to throw again. Keeps looking left. Now pursued out of the pocket. A little bit of a hold in the backfield. No penalty marker drops, and he's going to throw this ball. Is it going to be caught in play? It is. Dance it down the left side and getting around the 20-yard line, 19, 18, maybe 17-yard line down the left side. And I thought that pass was high enough that it was beyond the boundary line.
Yeah, I didn't think that he was going to be able to haul it in. And instead, he hauls it in, tight ropes the sideline, picks up good yardage. And they're going to mark this thing at the inside the 20. They're going to put it down about the 18-yard line.
Clock running along, just over 4 minutes to go in the half. 1st and 10 at the 17-yard line, deep in Raven territory now. Here comes Troy. They'll bring Judd in motion right. QB throws right, wants him, gets it, and is dropped. Is it a lateral? Nope, it's going to be a forward pass and incomplete. And they were looking for Seth Judd. Because Seth out there, 5'8" in the program, 154 pounds. And he's kind of been a do-everything guy on this team. I mean, he's been the kicker. He's been the kick coverage guy. He's been a receiver. I mean, they have used him in a myriad of ways.
Yeah, you know, and at this level, when you've got athletes like that, you're going to find different ways to get them involved in the play. And for Troy, they've done a good job with Judd.
Quarterback back to throw again, setting up the screen, and it's a good one. Here's the catch made at the 10, at the 5, angling for the pylon, and he's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown for Jackson Hartman. And Troy, with 3:48 to play in the half, will extend its lead to 44-0.
That will be the 5th touchdown pass of the first half for Gannon. Ryan and Bo.
So for Troy, the offense clicking right along here this evening. The plays have all, the touchdown plays have all been fairly long. That one, 17, is the shortest scoring play of the night, but part of that is due to the fact that they played on such a short field all evening. Looking for the two-point conversion. Hard count for the quarterback. Little jet sweep to the right side. Hit, stood up, leaning. Did he get across? He did. Two-point conversion is successful. And taking a break, Joseph. 3:48 to play, opening half. Troy forging a huge lead now. Trojans 46, Ravens nothing.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Ravens are going to put that kick return unit out on the field yet again. And again, the single man back for the Ravens is going to be James Pelzer. James, kind of patrolling back and forth around the 15. Now he's going to shorten it up a little bit. We're going to get a different kicker. Look at this, Gus, for Troy. And we go from a smaller wide receiver size guy like Seth Judd to a big offensive lineman size guy and sophomore Colton Ludke.
Yeah, and Ludke, 6'2", 202 pounds.
Yeah, big guy. Puts a toe to it, very short. High spinning, fair catch called for and made at the 35-yard line. That was a smart play, okay? I'm giving full props here to the Ravens kick coverage unit and making that fair catch call.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. Take the fair catch, give your offense good position on the field. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's probably difficult as a return man, especially an up guy. Here's your shot to touch the football and do something with it, but a great job right there for MHMA, and they're going to start this possession at their own 35.
And that football was spinning like a buzzsaw. I mean, that thing was rotating, so it was a hard catch to make. Well done. Here comes the Raven offense. Pelzer to the right of Siebert as the Ravens put four in the pattern. Now motion to the short side. Hand off to the running back. He dances a little bit in the backfield, and by the time he gets a forward movement going, he'll be tackled for the gain of one.
That time, Aiden Haggerty, the 5'8" senior, able to make the stop on the play. Short gain. They're going to give MHMA the gain of a yard. It'll bring up second and 9 with 3:30 left here in the first half.
Looks like James was, as he got the ball, was still trying to ascertain where that opening was going to be, and by the time he saw it, found it, and it began to open, the secondary had come in to plug that up. Ravens on a 2nd and 9 now. Quarterback is back. Now rolling. Now throwing. Little off-balance pass. And that was a tremendous effort over on the far side for the Ravens, but it's going to come up incomplete.
Owen Dulac went up and made a great effort at it. I mean, he had to go up, contort his body, try to make that catch. And here's the deal. That pass was just a little too far out that even if he makes that catch or holds on to it, I don't know that he's able to get the feet down in bounds.
3:06 to go in the half. Ravens now a 3rd down 9. And again, the old saw, throwing the ball, if it successfully pick up a lot of yardage, but if it's not, you use very little time. 3rd down 9. The pass over the middle is caught across the 40. And great effort. Picks up a 1st down. The 9th catch and carry for the Ravens. 1st and 10 just across the 40, and kind of slowly dragging himself to his feet after the reception is freshman Peter Rapplinger. Hey, we hope you're enjoying a little high school football here tonight on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
So you're telling me it's 8 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, we should be at the very tail end of our game.
With it, yeah, probably just about that. 5 o'clock ball game tonight. We'll be talking about that. The Ravens with a late afternoon kickoff tomorrow. Here's a handoff to Pelzer, who's hit at the line of scrimmage and falls forward for one. He'll take it up to the 47-yard line as we're down to 2:22 to go in the first half.
Can I tell you, I think I like five better than six.
Yeah, when I'm on the road especially, I like five better than six. So I like one better than five. But
Ravens will be on the road. This is the last week the Hart allows night games, right?
Yes.
All the other ones have to be one, or I think two is the latest once you get into October.
Back to throw. Siebert again. He's running for his life, going the wrong way, and now he's going to throw off balance and get that thing way out of bounds. It'll go incomplete, leave it a third down, 9 with a minute 55 to go. Yeah, for Benedictin. Here's the deal, guys. The Raven fans have been blessed with a lot of home games, 4 of the first 5 at home, but now we're going to have 4 of the next 5 on the road.
Yeah, but the Ravens only have 2 home games remaining,
right?
2
home games left.
So what, that's got to be homecoming and senior day.
Homecoming and senior day.
So.
Exactly, exactly the 2 left. So it all balances itself out somehow. And
but we're going to go to Oskaloosa, St. Louis.
We're going to go to Oskaloosa and then take a week off.
Yeah, then Fayette, mm-hmm. come back home, and then we go to St. Louis, and then, yeah, maybe Olathe.
Little travel time. Third down long. Ravens are back to throw again. Siebert thinking about running. Needs a block. Looking for a block. He's not going to get it. And now he'll make a shovel pass downfield. 40, 35, 30. What a play by Siebert. Because that was absolutely magical as he throws it to Peltzer downfield and just kind of lobs it.
Yeah, the officials are talking about this because nobody paid attention, and the officials are going to say, call it. I'm going to tell you. It's about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, but what a job right there. A heads-up play by Luke Siebert, and they're going to say roll the clock. A minute 40 left before half.
Are you sure his trailing toe was not still behind the line of scrimmage?
Maybe. He's got long legs.
Maybe taking that long stride and still had that toe cleat behind the line of scrimmage. Here's a handoff to Peltzer. He bounces, he dances, he's hit, and he's thrown down. No gain, lost two.
Not a lot going in the middle right there for Peltzer. Wyatt Whistler in there along with Aiden Hagerty for Troy to make the stop. They're going to say a loss of one. It'll bring up second and 11.
Right
now, for MHMA, tick-tock. I mean, the clock is starting to get away from you a little bit.
Yep, they're playing with a little determination here as we're down to a minute to go in the half. No sense of urgency by this offense. Two receivers will go to the right side. You can see him, Siebert, looking over to them. Now he's back to throw. Pursued from the blind side. He's going to be hit from behind. And now again he tries to lob, and it's going to be picked off at the 30-40. This is going to go the distance. This is going to be a 70-yard interception return for a score by the linebacker for Troy, Blake Robinson, the senior, with the pick and the return up the right hash marks.
70?
I've got 70.
Yeah. So Blake Robinson, the 5'11", 180-pound senior, is able to take that, jump over a stack of people, and then get all the way down the sideline.
32 seconds remain in the half. 52-0. Troy, that was a very similar play to what Siebert had done that was explosive on the play previous. But sometimes you go back to that well, and that one, he just didn't have quite enough loft on it, and the linebacker was able to step in front.
And the other problem is, it doesn't take much to catch that pass, right? It's just kind of floating towards you. I mean, you just kind of have to corral it.
I mean, they call it a pass because it's thrown forward, but it's not like really a pass, you know? They'll go for two, Troy will. They'll go motion, left side. QB's back. Fires a BB over the middle, and it is caught, and a 2-point conversion is good. We're going to take a – no, Gus, what do you say? Let's hang
Let's
on to
keep it.
It
here
yeah.
for a second.
Joseph
because...
has got to be exhausted. That 2-point conversion was caught by Jackson Hartman. He's had a huge night tonight.
Yeah, Jackson Hartman's got a couple touchdowns now, 2 2-point conversions, so he is having a good evening. Wow. Right now for Troy – they can do no wrong, right? 54 points here in the first half. They get the pick six right there when it looked like MHMA was going to be able to go down. Now, for MHMA, you're right before the half. You just got to put together maybe a couple positive plays here and then get into the break.
So the Ravens huddled up around their special teams coach. And, you don't even – you're not even looking to score right now. You're just looking for – a good play, maybe a couple of good plays, something to go into the locker room with, you know, on a positive, upbeat note, because first half has been tough. Raven kick returners. Again, I got to settle in. Peltzer will be 16-17-yard line. This kick is a line drive, end over end. It'll bounce at the 20. Peltzer falls to a knee, gets back up, and hits live. He was on his feet before he picked it up. Goes left side of the 25, breaks the tackle, 30, pushed out of bounds, 40-yard line. So what was nearly a down ball at the point of covering it up, Peltzer had gotten off his knee and was able to reach down, lift up the ball, and race up the left sideline to his full 40-yard line. Nice return.
Yeah, but you talk about a real nice heads-up play right there by the junior, James Peltzer. He knew that you can't have that knee on the ground, so yeah, make sure you get off your knee before you pick up that football.
So here come the Ravens with just moments left in this first half. Troy's going to run Nolan Horner, a sophomore, into that defensive front. 23 seconds to go before intermission. Siebert takes a face mask high snap. They'll hand off over to the left side and then kind of turning sideways and leaning into the defense for a 4-yard gain. It's going to be James Peltzer. He saw the defense coming, and so he kind of covered up the ball with both arms and turned his body a little sideways and led with the shoulder into the contact. And that will end the half. We'll be back. We're going to summarize the opening half for you as the teams head for the locker room here at Guy Galley Field. It is Troy 54, Morehamon Academy nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Good to have you with us here at Guy Galley Field as the two teams head for the locker room at halftime. And because the youngsters, the small kiddos are out there on the field and getting ready to entertain the crowd here. You can always tell grandmas, grandpas, parents, they're all up there. Got those telephone cameras up and I guess smartphones, you know. These are all going to be recorded for posterity. Tell you what, the Ravens are going to hope that the video from the first half is not, because it was just a tough one for MHMA. It seemed like every time Troy touched the ball, they put it in the end zone.
That's one of those things that if you're MHMA, you don't go back, you don't look at the film, you go to the locker room and you're talking about some things that happen here in the second half. And one of those things that happen in the second half is go out, be smart, don't get anybody hurt, and try to put together a drive, right? Like, you had that one drive where you got down the field, you got down to the 35, it ended in the interception. But, like, you've got to build on that kind of drive. Find the five or six plays that really worked well for you in the first half. I think one of those plays is probably Luke Siebert out there and trying to ad-lib a little bit. Another play I think that really works for him well is, you know, that quick slant, right? Get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly. And they started to run the ball a little effectively as the half progressed. So, again, find a few things that you do well and try to build on those in the second half.
Yep, and again, you just just look to get a little bit better. You look for some good things to happen. You look for some positive things to build on, because it's all about, you know, trying to find the positives and work in that direction.
You want to know the other positive when you go to the locker room if you're Coach Fredrickson?
Yeah.
Tell your team, hey, we're down 54 at the break. This is not a league game.
Yep.
It's not a district game.
Exactly right.
Bingo. Like, I mean, it stinks to lose. But this isn't a game that at the end of the day hurts you, because, again, it doesn't affect your league standing and it doesn't affect you in district play. So now you need to find a way to just continue to get better as the second half progresses and get yourself ready for ACCHS next week out at Effingham.
I think we should go watch that.
I've got a circle on my calendar. Let's do it.
We're there. So but, there you go. Next Friday night here on CARE.
But if we do that,
okay,
I'm not coming in on Saturday.
Good. Okay, here's the deal. If you ride with me and we go out to Effingham for the ACCHS Moore Hill game, I'm giving you Saturday off.
Woo-hoo.
Is that a deal?
I like
it. Are you down?
I like it.
Perfect. Hey, we're going to take a break. It's halftime in Atchison. The score at Guy Galley Field, the Troy Trojans 54, MHMA nothing. We'll be back to bring you the second half live, but right now we're kicking it back to the CARE Radio Sports Studios and the Skills of Joseph.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
CARE 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. CARE 93.7, your local sports authority.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here as we're bringing you high school football action as the Troy Trojans have traveled to take on the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment. Coming up next week on Friday night, we're going to travel with the Ravens as they visit Effingham, Kansas to take on the Tigers of ACCHS. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens football action at a special time. It's a 5 p.m. kickoff for the Ravens on the road taking on William Penn. Week after that, we've got Perry LeCompton at Atchison, and on the 14th, we've got Benedictine College at Central Methodist. We're taking about a week off of the October 7th weekend. We'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores to report in the Centralia-Jackson Heights game. At the half, it was Centralia 26, Jackson Heights 6. Concordia's leading Hiawatha 34-0. In the Royal Valley-Holton game, it is Holton 21 to Royal Valley's 3 at the half. Riverside at the half is leading Onega 14-0. In the Clifton-Clyde-Lincoln game, it is Clifton-Clyde 28 to Lincoln 14. In the Atchison-Washington game, I do have the end of the first quarter score. It was Atchison 14, Washington 0. Also in the first, at the end of the first quarter, it was Hayden 6 to Perry the Compton 0. In the Nemaha Central-Jeff West game, at the half, it's Nemaha Central 32, Jeff West 0. St. Mary's was sitting at 30 points over Valley Falls 0 at last report. It was Opie at 43 points to Northern Heights 0 at last report. And at the half, it was Sabetha 14, Riley County 0. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Troy Trojans are leading the Mar Hill Ravens 54-0.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 69. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 92. Lows level off around 64. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 83 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 28 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity is 48%. The winds are out of the south at 8 to 10 miles per hour. Barometer is reading 29.94 inches of mercury. Our dew point is 61 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature out there of 84. It looks like there's a beautiful moon rising. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz at courtside in just a few moments.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. with a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health. That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Good to have you back with us here at Guy Galley Field. The campus of Marhamon Academy in Atchison, Kansas. High school football this evening on CARE Radio is the second half is getting ready to get started. But it has been all Troy in the opening two quarters. 54 to nothing right now. Trojans in front as we're preparing to go to the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, not only producing and engineering, delivering the news, weather, sports, and other sundry important information. We appreciate Joseph. Thank you. Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts, and both teams are back out of the field. Well, I say that, and yet that's a bit of an inaccurate statement. The Ravens are back out of the stadium floor. The Trojans never left. They huddled up at their bench across the way. And I don't blame them because, again, 88 degrees here in Atchison at kickoff time this evening. It's pretty warm. I can't imagine the locker rooms are, you know, would be more comfortable on this late September 9th than just being out under the stars. Looking at that fabulous moon coming up across the way. And guys had the binoculars on it a minute ago. Looking for that sea of tranquility up there. Ravens would like to have a little less tranquility with the offense and have maybe a little more activity with it because they've struggled to move the football. Now, not that they have not been entirely unsuccessful, because they've had a couple of plays that have worked. But the Troy defense has been, in a word, aggressive. I mean, in a good way. They have played hard. They have played fast. They have pursued the ball. And they have kept, particularly, the Raven quarterback, Luke Siebert. They have had this guy on his heels and on the run all night long.
Yeah, you know, Luke has been not able to really set up in a pocket. He has been on the run most of the night throwing the football. Now, it's worked for him a little bit. He's been bitten a little bit by it. So, again, kind of that double-edged sword. You take it how you will. But for Morehill Mountain Academy, they looked better as the game progressed, right? For Troy, they scored on the first play of the game, right, for their first offensive play. So they had 8 points before they ran offensive play number two. So for Morehill Mountain Academy, they've been playing from behind most of this game. And so, again, you have to kind of pick and choose and find a way to fight your way back into this ball game a little bit. Lots of games going on around the state, and some of them are okay, and some of them are just not. And I don't even think you can get to either of these schools from here. Norton is playing Goodland tonight. 28-6, Norton leading that one.
Where is it at?
Goodland.
So we're in the Mountain Time Zone.
Tonganoxie leads Bonner Springs 38-0. You've got Silver Lake 20, Rossville 14. The War on 24. Wash River Rural leads Junction City 14-0. So, Coach Bueller over there has Washburn Rural up 14 points at the break. Minneapolis leading Horton. That's a district game, 28-0. Derby over campus right now, 41-0. So Hayden leads Perry LeCompton 12-0 at the break.
If you'll remember at the onset of the ball game, Ravens had their return unit out of the field. Well, now they're going to have the kick unit coming out as we get set to go to the second half here in Atchison, Kansas. This is getting a ball in, and we've got to get this thing underway. Welcome back. Happy to have you with us. We encourage you to stick around after the game. Don't forget, we talked about some of the scores, but you're going to get a very complete recount of them, recaps from broadcasters bringing the games to the various stations across the MSC Sports Radio Network on the High School Football Scoreboard Show. So stick around for that. You get all the scores. You'll know more about it than you ever thought you could. Here's a worm burner up the field and picked up at the 20-yard line. Cut around to the left side. Little contact at the 40. Breaking a tackle, 45, and up just a couple of yards short of midfield. That was a very nice return, and it'll be first and 10 Troy from their own 48.
On the return, you're going to see Colt Jensen, a freshman for Troy, able to get the ball up to near midfield. They're going to mark him down at the 47-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Troy.
After the first, I would say, what, series or two, we may see
a lot of
depth.
Kasten Jasper is going to be your quarterback. He's a freshman for Troy.
So it'll be first and 10. Trojans at their own 47. The snap is back. Hand off to the running back. He'll spin, break a tackle, gets across midfield, breaks another tackle, gets out of the 40, and three defenders are going to wrap him up and bring him down. It'll be right at the first down marker. And the carry for Troy by sophomore Caden Rosenberger.
That's probably a little bigger, a little easier.
Yeah, I'll use that. Caden has also got more data. Caden is 160-pound, 5'8" running back.
Try to bring my own rosters.
That's a good idea. Well played. First and 10, Troy. At the Raven 41, QB's going to throw it over to the right side. It'll be caught inside the 40. Oh, that was a very nice, sure-handed tackle made. Receiving the ball is going to be Alex Deshaun. And it will be stopped short for about a 3-yard pickup. Second down and 7 just inside the Raven 40-yard line. A couple of minutes gone now in the third quarter. Troy patiently and deliberately, very businesslike as they come up to the line of scrimmage here. When you got a lot of young guys and some new players in, it's easy for somebody to get a little fidgety and a little excited, but they're doing a good job. QB's going to keep it himself. Boots left, gets inside the 40. His penalty marker sailed at the point of tackle. Now, he'll break a couple of tackles, and I thought he was going to have been down, but they will say he eludes the first series of defenders, takes it all the way down to the 20, but it's coming back.
Yeah, you got a penalty marker that was thrown right in the middle of the offensive line. You're going to figure that's going to be a hold against Troy. Yep.
So
it's going to take a moment and kind of sort that out.
We haven't seen a boatload of penalties tonight, really. Not too bad. So they will get this thing assessed and
take my paperweave
back. Yeah, I was going to say you want that. That's why I'm doing this, is so that is secure. So the ball is going to be outside the 40-yard line. Moving out to the 48. And it's going to bring up a second down and about 17-18 to go. QB's back. Quick drop. Pass over to the right flat. It's going to go incomplete. Looking over here to the near side for Alex Deshaun.
That time on the coverage was Jackson Weiss, the near side cornerback.
Jackson's gotten a workout tonight, hasn't he?
He has. playing that cornerback spot, not only going back in coverage, but having to come up on run plays around the corner. And so, yeah, Jackson Bice has been a busy guy this afternoon,
good evening, kicking the ball and just doing just a little bit of everything for Coach Zach Fredrickson. It is now third down and rather long for Troy. Third down, probably 17 or so. This time it's a wraparound handoff to the lone running back who will run into the middle of the line and gets the momentum, keeps the legs churning. That was a very well performed run, and it's good for about 8. And Troy, I can't imagine, will punt here on a fourth down and 8 from their Raven 40-yard line. You expect them to want to leave the offense out there. Have they punted this evening? Once, right?
Sort of. They lined up to punt. Remember, and then they had the bad snap
over the punter's head.
Yep. It turned into just a turnover on down.
Fourth down and long. Motion again will go to the left side. They'll have trips left side. Snap is a little bit low, but the quarterback's able to retrieve it. Steps up, launches one deep, puts everything he had into the pass, and it is going to be caught.
That was a great catch.
Coming back with a football at the Raven 21-yard line. It is going to be a Troy first down. And I will tell you what, the QB, because he just wound up and threw that thing with all of his might, and Alex Deshaun made the reception.
Yeah, Alex Deshaun showed some real strong hands right there, able to keep that thing up off the turf, because Jackson Vice came in and kind of delivered that big blow, and a lot of times that's when the ball comes loose, but great job right there by the Troy quarterback receiver duo.
They keep the drive alive. It'll be first and 10 at the Raven 21-yard line. Troy with the ball in the 54-0 lead, moving it here in the initial possession of the second half. QB's going to make the pitch, and running back will sweep around to the left side, cut back across the grain, pick up a positive yardage, yank it inside the 20, but short of the 15-yard line. Carrying the ball for Troy this time is going to be Caden Rosenberger, the sophomore running back.
Owen Dulac makes the stop on the play for MHMA. It'll bring up a second and 5.
Troy does not huddle up. They look over to the side. The plays get telegraphed in from head coach Derek Jasper and his staff, and they quickly get back up over the line of scrimmage. We're about midpoint of the third quarter. Quarterback back to throw again, fires a BB over to the right side. It's going to be taken to the 15-yard line, turning it up the right edge, and nice little run. Finally stood up and driven down around the 12, but that is going to be right at the first down marker.
Thomas Bose over there along with Owen Dulac and also Jack Smith in on the stop. So a trio of defenders make the stop on the play, and they're going to be able to hold Troy just a little short. It'll bring up a 3rd and 2 at the 5:40 mark of the third quarter.
Yep, they're on the 12-13-yard line. Deep in Raven territory. Haven't taken the opening kickoff for the second half, and moving it just slowly and positively down the field. Here's a straight-ahead run to the 20. There's a first down all the way to the 18. Nothing magic or special about that. That was just straight, hard running right to the south. And Caden Rosenberger, he's come in and he's doing a nice job.
Yeah, Rosenberger's done a real nice job running up the middle to stop on the play by Bryce Adams. He'll now check out of the ball game, and back in for MHMA is going to come Andrew Schramp.
We're taking it inside 5 to go in the third quarter. Trips left. Quarterback takes his time, looks it over, gets a nice shoulder-high snap, looks left, pass quickly, and it's going to be tipped, but caught anyway, and it's going to be near the 5-yard line where it will be a second and goal for Troy.
Sawyer Ashburn able to make the catch on the play. It was Jack Smith on the stop for MHMA. And you talk about Sawyer. Ashburn is a 5'11 sophomore for Troy. Troy, only their 8th possession of the night. They've got it, and it looks like it's going to be 2nd and a goal from, what, 4?
Yep, I'm saying probably just inside the 5. Let's call it the 4-yard line. It's quarterback Caston Jasper. Takes a snap, looks right, throws right, ball batted in the air and incomplete.
That time, Kendi Burnt able to get a hand on the football and knock it away.
Kendi may be my Raven defensive player of the night.
You know, he probably 2 weeks in a row, right? Yeah. Last week, he was all over the field doing great things. And tonight, You know, like that play. You know you're not going to get to the quarterback, so what do? Get a hand in the air and try to be disruptive, and a great job right there by the sophomore.
That'll bring them now on third down, and goal still around the four-yard line. They move the ball over to the left hash mark. Troy kicking it downfield. Running back in the backfield is going to be Caden Rosenberger, freshman quarterback, sophomore running back. QB will take it, hand off Rosenberger, power run, straight up the middle, touchdown, Trojans. Caden Rosenberger, 5'8", 160 pounds, stretches that Troy lead now to 60-0 with a two-point conversion attempt to follow. Caston will walk over, have a word with the head coach, carry the play in then to his team, and we'll see what they're up for with the two-point conversion. No one in the backfield with the quarterback. Receivers sideline to sideline. QB's going to keep it himself. Cuts into the middle, and he is hit and stopped just short. And we're going to take a TO. The break does a 2.5, we're going to call it, to go in the third quarter. It is now Troy leading MHMA 60-0.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Late in the game, but a fresh, icy, cool water sounded pretty good up here in the booth where it's toasty warm on a final Friday of September. Benedictine football tomorrow on K-Radio. Can you believe, Gus, that we are going to be over halfway through the season tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a little weird, right? I mean, we will have finished the North and then going to take a week off, and then we'll come back to, how about this? We will only see important football from here on out, right? I mean, everybody will be in only district games. We'll see only, you know, divisional games in the conference. And so, yeah, it's kind of crazy that we're at this point.
Ravens are going to make a fair catch at a football at the 30-yard line. Give me some latitude. We're inside the last minute of the third quarter.
I always like the longitude. I don't
yeah,
know.
Well, we'll take them both. And when we compare them, we've got the ball at the 31-yard line.
I had Mr. Nickel for geography, so hang with me.
Well, you know where you're at.
Yeah.
All the time.
So for MHMA, most likely the final play here of the third quarter coming up.
Where are we at here? Like 59-35, right, roughly?
Yeah.
Oh, final play of the third. Little handoff, straight ahead run. Nicely done. Cross the 30, 35, and picking up about a half a dozen yards. The third quarter has drawn to a close. We'll be back. Headed to the fourth in Atchison. Troy, 60. More Hillmount Academy, nothing.
Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Okay, got a couple of scores for you. So as we come back, we're getting ready for the fourth quarter. Got a couple scores for you. How about a Missouri versus Kansas type game? 4A number 2, St. Thomas Aquinas leading Rockhurst 21-0. The other one is, it's kind of funny because you'll sit there and you'll be like, why do I know about that? Late in the second quarter, Class 3A in Missouri, Blair Oaks leads Topeka Seaman 49-21. Okay?
Okay.
Do you know any famous alumni from Blair Oaks in Missouri?
Not that I am aware of, but do I?
You. The Lukanoff.
Is that right?
I like to say it just like that. Yeah, I like to say that, you know, the Lukanoffs, right?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, I like it. Here's our first play, and ball's going to be picked off at the 40. Troy coming up with the interception, bringing it back across the 50, down to the 45-yard line of the Troy Trojans. Are going to have their offense back out on the field as the Ravens roll off a single play here in the second half. There you go. Well done. So it'll bring up first and 10, Troy.
So for the Trojans, they're going to hand this ball across midfield. It's going to be at the MHMA 46-yard line. And right now, taking some time, making sure that you get to that magic 11 guys on the field.
Here we go, first and 10, at 45. Casper's back in at quarterback. He's got about a 6-yard drop, and we'll hand off, a little jet sweep, going to the left side, the wide side. Stiff arming the first defender, but the second and third coming in to polish off the play, and a loss of a couple of yards on a sweep to the left side. It'll bring up second and a dozen.
Amari Shepard in on the stop. Owen Dulac over there. Also, Jack Smith on the stop for MHMA. That run right there by Sawyer Ashburn, the sophomore for Troy.
So there you go.
They'll bring up now a second in 11.
Just in Raven territory with 10:20 to go in the ball game. Troy with a commanding lead here this evening. Motion again, who's going to come to the left side. The snap is back, and this time they will fake that jet sweep, and the quarterback will pull it back and go straight ahead, getting back that lost yard or so.
Nice.
Right back to the line of scrimmage, third and 10.
Nice stop right there by Jack Moore, the sophomore for MHMA. Jack having a really good game. You remember back to the first half when he had that huge sack on third down that was going to force Troy into their first punt of the night. They ended up having an errant snap, and it turned into a turnover on downs. But Jack putting together a really good game.
Here we go on a third down 10 at the Raven 46-yard line. Troy with a football. QB with a running back beside him will take the snap. The ball dropped. He picks it up, throws it away. Now, see? That's a smart play by a young player. He says, okay, there's no chance for me to complete this. I'm about ready to get mobbed by a bunch of guys from the other team coming at me. Let's just get rid of this thing.
Yeah, and he also knows that he's got a receiver that's supposed to be in said area, and that time Colt Jensen, the freshman wide receiver, was getting to that area when it fell incomplete. That'll bring up now a fourth and 10 for Troy, and they're going to leave the offense out there.
We're inside 9 to go at a ball game. The ball at the Raven 46-yard line. This fourth and long, quarterback has got to look to throw. Kicks it over to his running back at the backfield. Hit behind the line of scrimmage. Got to be dropped with the loss of a couple in the Ravens. Will get their offense out of the field near midfield at their own 49.
And that was Jack Moore again making the stop on the play. So a hit for a loss on fourth and 10 will force a turnover on downs. And MHMA going to put their offense out there first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. Hey, ACCHS at halftime, leading Pleasant Ridge 14-0. So,
and again, we'll be out in Effingham watching the Tigers and the Ravens.
Been there once. We've only got 2 quarters in.
We'll see if we can do better. Here's a run to the right side. Look at it go. 40, 35, breaking a tackle to the 20, 15, 10. Bumped out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. And it is first and goal, MHMA, and that was a sweep to the right side. And tell you what, we saw the running back put the jets on there.
Yeah, that time, who was that? James Peltzer, the junior, got to the sideline, did a great job of staying in bounds, not getting bumped out. And getting the ball all the way down to the 3-yard line. It'll be first and goal for MHMA.
Now for the Ravens, they know they're not going to win this game. But you know what you want to do? See that big goose egg there?
Got to get rid of the goose.
Got to go. Here's quarterback Siebert rolling, cutting to the outside, chase to the edge, running for the pylon, touchdown Ravens. Luke Siebert is going to ramble in with 7:17 to go in the ball game, and the MHMA is on the board.
Nice job by Luke Siebert. Found the pylon, angles towards it, gets in there for a touchdown, and now MHMA figuring out what they're going to do for the point after.
Talking it over with the staff, and here they come, and the Ravens indeed will be going for two here. Got a new QB in. Notice that they put Siebert as a receiver to the left side. They're throwing for him, and in a leap ball, Siebert is able to pull down the pass from Thomas Bose, and the two-point conversion is successful. We're taking a timeout, 6.5 to go in the game. MHMA on the board. Troy, 60, Ravens, 8.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, the Ravens kicking unit comes out on the field because for the second time tonight as they're set to boot it away. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Raven football tomorrow on Care Radio. Free game at about 5:45. The kickoff in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Played it for 5 in the afternoon. A very unusual kickoff time. We want to make sure that you kind of get that marked down. 5:00 for the start of Raven football. Here's a boot away. It'll bounce at the 30. Picked up at the 25. Troy with a return. Hit at the 35, breaks a tackle, 40, breaks another tackle, and hit from behind, spun around, and going to be dropped. And ultimately, they'll spot him down around the 40-yard line. Because I had somebody actually chat with me and say, you know what, love the Raven games, but I'm really enjoying listening to the conversations with the players. It's kind of interesting to see some things about them and to find out about them and to where they're from and to how they get here and things and kind of what they're like. Well, we've got a great one coming up tomorrow. I think that listeners will enjoy as we will. Actually, we're going to kind of complete the sweep of this year's captains on the team. First and 10 for Troy with 4:15 to go. They're at their own 40-yard line. Jasper takes the ball, hands off, running back straight ahead, gets one. So our final captain is going to be Isaac Anderson. Isaac, you know him from the defensive line for Benedictine. He is a strong, solidly built guy, and he is very, very interesting. I think that you're going to find this chat absolutely entertaining and look forward to bringing you that. That will be our halftime tomorrow. And again, we'll talk to Coach Osborne at the onset of the ball game, keys of the game, insights into what to expect, all that beginning, you know, 4:45-ish, and then again, that 5:00 kickoff tomorrow, BC football on Care. Whoop. Quarterback has the ball batted away. It's on the ground. Ravens are going to pick it up. Is it a scoop and score? It is for the Ravens. The ball dislodged, and they will take this thing to the other end of the field. How about that?
Christian Rodriguez is going to get the scoop, get into the end zone, and score that touchdown.
Tell you what, if I'm Christian, you know, he tossed that over the officials. I think I'm, like, taking that ball, I'm coming over to the near side, and I'm stuffing it in my duffel bag.
There you go.
You know?
I like it.
So, Christian Rodriguez, good job by the sophomore for MHMA.
And again, they're going to go to that same thing with Bosa at the quarterback. They're going to go to the same play again. They're going to go to the fade pattern in the back of the end zone for Siebert, and this time it'll be broken up. Joseph, we'll just hang on to it right here. We're very near the conclusion. Inside 2.5 and rolling here in a ball game. But the Ravens, with their second touchdown of the fourth quarter, 60-14. Now, not only have you gotten rid of the goose egg, Gus, but you have utilized two digits on the scoreboard. And that's, I mean, you don't laugh at that. That means something. I mean, that's an important milestone to reach, okay? That's a deal.
Yeah, especially in a game where you hadn't been scoring, it didn't look like you were able to put much together. All of a sudden, now you've put together two touchdowns late in this ball game, and it's going to help for morale this week, especially this week of practice going forward, as they're going to prepare for ACCHS, who at the end of three quarters is Tigers 22, Rams scoreless. So that's setting up for an interesting district game next week.
For the Ravens, are they running into a string of teams with really good defenses?
Yeah.
I mean, is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, they're running into some teams that, you know, are playing really good defense right now. And so for MHMA, sometimes the schedule just falls that way.
Ravens are going to go to a little onside kick, and that is well covered by an up man for the Trojans, Wyatt Whistler. Full props to him for knowing what a lineman on kick coverage is supposed to do when it comes to him. You throw yourself on top of the football.
You pick it up and you see how far you can run. No, but that was a great job by Wyatt Whistler, who we talk about probably not enough tonight. He's playing that nose tackle. He plays left tackle on offense. He's had a great game at 6'3", 190-pound junior, putting together a fantastic game and finishes off right there with a nice recovery on the onside kick.
All right, we are almost to October, and so, you know, you made some baseball references earlier. It's a first down here for Troy at their own 45. Quarterback, late pitch, will get his running back to the outside, and he'll be bumped out of bounds across the way. I thought the Padres were going to be pretty good. I thought they had a shot at things, and they were eliminated tonight for postseason contention as their season became a disaster, and the Marlins beat the Pirates, and that knocked out the Padres tonight.
Did you see where the Padres closer didn't pitch the other night because he said no?
He said no?
He said no.
Well, I'm going to say ball game over here in Ashes in Kansas. Your final score at Geig Alley Field, Troy 60, Barnhill Mount Academy 14. And we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
Well, the crowd here at Geig Alley Field begins to pack up their gear and head for the parking lot. So I'll tell you what, Troy came out here tonight. Kelsey looked like a team on a mission, and right out the gate, they started fast. They played well. They were very impressive. And you know what? Coach Jasper's going to get on that bus and say, man, you know, you always have to have something to tell the guys that we got to work on. Going to be hard to do that tonight for them.
Yeah.
Well,
you started the game really well, right? You had that 40-yard pass from Gannon Bowe to Logan Blevins. Blevins and Bowe connected for three touchdowns in the first 9 minutes of the game. Then Gannon Bo threw a touchdown pass to Christian Everington right at the end there of the first quarter. Jackson Hartman got things rolling in the second quarter. He had a 50-yard run and caught a 17-yard pass. Then Blake Robinson had the pick six. Caden Rosenberger stumbles in from 4 yards out at the 3-minute mark of the third quarter. But then in the fourth quarter, Moore Hill Mount Academy with a 3-yard Luke Siebert run that was set up by a long James Peltzer run. The 2-point pass from Thomas Bose to Luke Siebert got him to 8. And then the 40-yard scoop and score from Christian Rodriguez. MHMA was not able to finish the 2-point conversion on that, and that's how they got to their 14 points tonight. So if you're Troy, you walk away and you say, hey, it's nice to get a win. They'll now move to 2-3. If you're MHMA, you start looking at the bright side of you scored those last two touchdowns, and that's what's going to propel you back into what is a big district game / league game next Friday night.
And in the olden days, it was either one of those, but it was a huge county rivalry.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody looked forward to, and we're going to look forward to bringing that one to you tomorrow or next Friday night here on Care Radio. But tomorrow, Benedictine football, pregame 4:45, kickoff for the Ravens from Oskaloosa, Iowa. BC is at William Penn. It's a 5 o'clock kickoff. And, of course, when we get wrapped up here, which we're doing here in just a moment, don't forget to leave that right on 93.7. You're going to have that high school football scoreboard show that's going to completely encompass games from further away than you even know teams. You're going to find out all about them, get live reports, and you're going to like it. Stick around for all of that. Hey, Winter, thank you for having me join us here this evening. Getting the final score tonight from Guy Galley Field. Troy, 60, MHMA, 14. And until we reach you tomorrow for our man, Joseph, in the studio. Joseph, well done, as always. Thank you so much. And for Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.